We heard earlier from Syria, where the civil war has been spreading death and misery for 3 years now. It's hard to believe that anything good could come out of such tragedy, but sometimes it does. It was through tragedy, for example, that Ayham Alfaris and Sanya Sawan came together. This is their story. Dozens in Sanya's extended family were killed in a massacre, reportedly by Syrian government forces. She was distraught and sought the help of activists to publicize what happened. That's when Ayham got a call in Istanbul, Turkey. He's a young journalist and opposition activist there.
I was here in Istanbul, and my friend called me here. And he told me, hey, Ayham, how are you? I have a friend that are in Syria, and they need help. I told him, okay, I will talk with her. We introduced each other. She told me about the massacre that happened for her, and she lost 60 of her family.
When we start talking about this story, my memory goes right back to the beginning, as if it's in front of me all over again. The massacre isn't something that can be forgotten. 125 people were killed, 60 of who were from my family.
It was really very hard. After that, I give her my number and my real name, and I told her, if you need anything, you can call me.
It was the start of a new love, but our conversations were really painful.
Later, Sanya called Ayham to say there'd been another massacre, and while she begged him to help her and her parents get out of Syria, Sanya still wasn't sure she could trust Ayham.
I told her, I know it's hard to trust me, but as I told you before, if you want to survive your life, you have to trust me. You have to go with this man, don't ask him where you are going.
He would just look at us through the rearview mirror in the car, but he would not answer a single word.
I was sure that he would take them for the safest place. After that, she called me and she told me that this man take us for his house between his children. She told me, Ayham, we want to go where my sisters live. He took them to her sister's house, and they stayed there. I was very happy. I cried that day so much. She called me from there, and she told me, Ayham, I love you. That's it. Then she traveled to Egypt with her family. After that, I traveled to Egypt. We have got married in the 6th of December.
That was in December 2012. 1 month after their first anniversary, this past January, Ayham and Sanya had a baby boy. They say he's like a flower, a hopeful sign of Syria's rebirth. The family lives in Istanbul, where they were speaking with producer Dalia Mortada.